been a huge week with Tenure and Steve, one in which we got a little religious.
Praise the Lord!
But first, let's start with Tenure telling Steve about A Quiet Place, a movie that's been getting rave reviews that has hardly any dialogue.
The byline is, if they hear you, they will hunt you. But I wanted to play you one of the most terrifying scenes. Have a listen. Oh, my God. And that is where I freaked out.
No, I can't do that to you. Wow. Can you imagine now how many people think their radio's broken?
Seriously, the whole thing is done in silence. But my husband walked away going, oh, there's a parable for you. And I went, what? I just saw a movie. What did you watch? And he went, no, it's a commentary on social media and how you can't say anything these days. I went, way too deep. I just saw a horror flick. You take your parables and shove them in your popcorn pocket.
Well, do you have a six pack of Smarts on Friday?
He must have.
What's going on with Michael?
What's happening in Steve's world this week? Well, a lot, actually. And I'm going to let Steve explain it to Tenure.
My lovely wife.
Yeah?
Is her getting a visitor soon?
Right. Oh, yuck. Steve, we don't talk about that.
Tenure! Visitor.
Oh.
Not visitors.
Oh. So she's going to get a guest soon, do you mean?
Well, we all are, right? But just something I noticed as I went home. Okay, I won't tell you who's coming.
Rightio.
Okay. But I went out the backyard, and where back to my boxer dog Wheeze, there's a little brown patch. I'm pretty sure I saw her painting the grass green.
Her mother?
Well spotted. Well spotted, Tenure. Mum's coming.
No.
And the house is immaculate. And I'm not allowed inside. I'm sleeping in the driveway at the moment. Because you don't want your dirty feet or whatever messing up the house. She wants Mum to walk in and go, wow, look how you keep the house. And I've got to keep quiet like it's Stalag 13.
Yeah.
It's like the Red Cross of visiting. So, Steve, is it always this clean? Yes. Yes, it is.
As you can feel the nozzle in your back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She's walking around with a white glove. Are you enjoying it here, Steve? Yes, it's good. I love it.
I'm sure she's
very happy.
I'm sure she's got a German accent, though, hasn't she?
Absolutely. In my head. Oh, Karen,
the cleaning lady. Hey, have you ever been to a sporting event where you're sitting next to some yobbo who's going nuts, screaming at the top of their lungs at the athletes to go faster or hit harder? Well, that's kind of happening to Tenya's neighbours right now because of the Commonwealth Games. I'll let Tenure set the scene for Steve during Kurt Fernley's race.
There I was, downstairs on my own, with my chocolate and my Rocky Road ice cream, and I was screaming for Kurt, and then my phone went ding. It was my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And it says simply, can you please be quiet? We are all in bed and you are roaring like a big animal.
No smiley face, no.
Nothing.
Just plain written.
Yes.
Not an emoji to be seen.
No.
He meant it.
Yep, not even a joke.
Shut up.
Oh, it really was.
We got
like
neighbours, you're embarrassing.
But who wasn't in their lounge room screaming last night?
Me?
Okay.
Hey, quickly, Tenure, let's just go back and check in on how Steve's going with Peg, the mother-in-law who's in town visiting.
Come on, we need an update. She arrived yesterday. How's the mother-in-law's visit going?
Fantastic. In fact, I'm sitting here going, God, I can't wait till the show's over so I can head home and get into some events.
Okay, it's me you're talking to.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
How
great.
Is...
Getting together again, because it's been quite a while since we've seen.
That's not what you were saying.
No, wait. Yesterday you were complaining about it, Steve.
You were even using a German accent when you were discussing her yesterday.
I think you two have me mixed up with someone else. You know what I'm really hanging out for?
What?
I'm really hanging out for my lovely vegetarian lunch I'll probably be eating today.
Okay, I know what's going on.
And dinner.
She's listening.
Intently.
Now, in all seriousness, Peg, Steve loves it when you stay. Steve wishes it were longer and more often. Did I get that right, Steve? Hope so. Anyway, let's move on and talk sibling rivalries, because Tenure and Steve have noticed that our EP Nikki has it going on big time.
Yeah, EP Nikki over her younger sister, Lauren.
I know you stopped yourself from saying younger, more beautiful then.
I stopped. And here we go.
And there you go, bang. Right?
It's on.
It's on. As soon as we came in, that was not what Tanya was about to say.
What were you going to say? Taller.
Yeah. She's slightly taller than you. Other than that, there's nothing else we've noticed.
Yes, she's tall, blonde and beautiful, and I'm short, brown and fat. Okay?
Again, we're not bringing this in. This is an example, Tanya, to answer your question on sibling rivalry.
Oh, my God. It must be awful. Yeah. I'm so glad I'm an only child because I am very competitive and yeah, I don't think they would have lived.
No, they'd be dead. Yeah. Oh, there's no question. It would have been what we would call a boating accident. Right? Now, Tanya has very little to do with boats and that's why she would have swung it that way. Would have been a sibling come out fishing with me then come home alone.
This week, Tanya told Steve about Rebecca Gibney, who now lives in New Zealand and is a must-follow kind of person on Instagram.
She actually makes you feel amazing about yourself because she posts some of the most embarrassing things about herself.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's actually honest.
She's
on
honest.
Instagram.
Last week I cracked up. She did a whole yoga series, beautiful view outside her bedroom window. She's no more athletic than I am. And it's just brilliant. She just takes the pee.
Good, Dad. I admire her for it, shaking the pee.
Shaking the pee. It's good to take the pee every now and then.
I think she's funny AF.
And finally, let's have a listen to Tuesday's edition of Tanya and Steve's $1,000 Minute. We played with Alan, a chaplain in the Air Force, and let's pick things up 8 questions in. And at this stage, all questions were correct.
In which decade was the first James Bond movie made?
60s.
And how many unbeaten teams are there in the NRL so far this season? One or two?
Two.
$1,000!
Fantastic!
Dare I say, Alan, praise the Lord! $1,000 is all yours, buddy.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is amazing! So your interests vary far and wide, Alan.
Yeah, I love trivia.
Do you want to go to the pub tonight? Because the Kent Hotel have a trivia night and I never win.
I think my wife's got plans.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, she just got barred, didn't
you? Okay, I just,
gave him $1,000.
I know, and I didn't get a date out of it.
That's where the show's gone, hey? You're asking men in the cloth out on dates.
Was Risey's Rewind.
Sleep Zone Warners Bay, now offering 60 months interest-free. T's and C's apply.
KOFM's Tanya and Steve for breakfast.